Stavarians.
Drag him out of the theater, kicking and screaming. It's some random dude.
Is it the beginning?
Octavarius. I don't know. I saw two videos. The one I originally saw was like, Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from far.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Surprise.
That was a surprise.
We haven't been surprised in a while.
No, I figured it was about time to change things up.
Good job, Tim. Whatever, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Whatever, dude.
Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 34.
Woo! Oh, man, we're almost 35.
Stop it.
Almost 35.
We are. You're right.
That was like my plan, right? Didn't I say in the wedding?
You have to be married by 35?
Something like that.
Tom. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
All right.
She's gonna be so mad when she hears this.
I
heard it clearly.
Let us sound off, starting at this end of the room.
Hi, I'm LP.
Hi, I'm Gustavo.
Hi, I'm Cloud.
One and only Brian Wolf.
Lauren Irony.
Tens.
Keith's here again.
Hey, hey, welcome back.
Welcome back, Keith.
Woo!
And I'm still Mark.
And I'm still Nick.
Great.
Good job.
Way to go, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
It's been hard.
Hey.
Right. Fucking bird.
Wait. Hang on. Oh, shoot.
Does something not feel right, Tins?
There's something amiss. I can't quite... Wait. It's the mailbag.
Oh!
Where...
Right.
Has anybody seen
fair,
the mail?
Tins.
Wait, Mark, have you seen the mailbag?
I, in fact, have the mailbag right here.
Wow.
Here, let me just open it up, and then...
Sounds like foil, looks like foil.
But it's mail, and it's from Terry Skillingstead.
Terry Skillingstead?
Terry Skillingstead.
Oh,
Terry, sorry. Yeah,
no,
with a T. E-R-R-Y. From Partyville, Wisconsin. We had some
nice.
From Partyville, Wisconsin.
Big Partyville. Base.
What up, cheeseheads?
Yo, dude.
And Terry writes, hey, I saw you the other week at that really funny Octavarius show. Ooh. You were that group that performed, and I really felt like we had some sort of a connection. If you read this, please contact me. Terry Skillingstead from Partyville, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Sounds like a missed connection.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's up with that?
So we're talking about
missed connections.
Mm.
That's so weird because our show this coming Sunday is actually going to be on missed connections.
Get the fuck out. Our critically acclaimed show?
That's right, yes. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
The show that, what was the quote?
Time Out Chicago said more improv shows should be this fun.
Referring to our show, Octavarius,
yeah.
Sound Nefarious. Sundays at Comedy Sports Theater.
Sundays at 7 p.m.
Hey,
yes.
Pause for 1 second. Gustavi and LP, can you stop playing video games on your phones?
I have been addicted to this Angry Birds game.
You
it's Tins' fault.
It's so good.
Oh my god, I can't stop playing it.
It costs $1, and so far I've gotten like 20 hours worth of
There's
play
like a billion levels.
Angry Birds?
Yeah, it's just a physics-based game where you knock shit over, and like there's a series of enemies that you have to kill, but you only have a certain number of birds to slingshot towards them. Is the best way I can describe
so
it.
So you
a
pretty shoot good... birds at things,
and the birds do different things.
Yes, there's the red bird is normal and shitty. The blue bird breaks apart into three.
I take that
birds.
Red bird over those blue birds. Every
blue
time
bird's
day.
Pretty good. You know what's I awesome? Saw. The yellow bird.
The yellow bird's pretty cool
because it speeds up. You're not getting anything out of this.
It's called Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. I highly recommend it.
They're probably mad because you keep slingshotting them at things.
Wow. Well, they're pissed because their eggs got stolen.
What is the Angry Birds game available on?
Oh, why, it's available on the iPod Touch and the Android, which is a new development, but fuck that, because you can get it on the iTunes Store, just like you can get this Octavarius podcast, so that's
hey,
the one that I'll
sweet.
Plug.
Nice endorsement, Tins.
Thanks, dude.
Okay.
You know, I don't think I ever met a girl at an arcade. I never had like a missed connection. Does anyone have a
I do. I
have an
arcade.
Well, yeah.
We
arcade.
Might have had.
You had a missed.
We
did you ever have a missed connection at an
no,
arcade?
No, I dated her.
You dated a girl that you met in an arcade?
Well, yeah. I mean, we We went to, it was my first year as girlfriend. We went to grade school together, but I never talked to her ever because she was in a grade above me. And so we just saw each other at an arcade, started talking, and then we started a relationship of sorts.
See, I had plenty of misconnections, or what I assumed were misconnections.
Yeah, I have them all the time. I see girls all the time, and I'm like, ah, there goes my misconnection.
Yeah, yeah, never. But I mean, in an arcade, you know.
Oh, in an arcade.
Because I used to go, in Tennessee, I lived in Carthage, which is an hour away from Nashville, or anywhere exciting. So when we would go to the mall, all the malls had arcades still. And my parents would shop, and I would just take $10 and live in an arcade for a while. And
you must have been pretty good at the games.
Dance Revolution? Yes, I was.
I was Marvel vs. Capcom.
I know that. I knew that. I can't believe I forgot.
You and Chris.
Yeah, you and Chris are like... didn't Chris like win championships?
Well, Chris was a lot better than I ever was, but I was still pretty good for anyone in Tennessee. Tennessee's not a very big video game cultured area, so... Uh-huh. You could get pretty good at it there, so I was pretty good. I was in a tournament once, a freestyle DDR tournament.
What does that mean? You just step on those four pads in any order you please?
No, you have to follow, you have to pass 70% of the steps and hit them, but you have to do other shit while dancing. So you have to do an actual dance while successfully hitting at least 70% or a passing amount of the steps that go through. And better if you can face away from the screen, which means it's so memorized of a dance that you know where everything is, so that you have the dance so choreographed that you have to reverse the arrows, because when you're playing, you're watching the screen, so you're facing it, so you reverse it so it's backwards, so that the front arrow is the back arrow. It's dumb.
That's insane.
Yeah, but I dressed in a kilt, and I did a Gaelic dance, and I won against my two competitors.
What? Where was this? Was this in Carthage?
It was in Dance Beat Arcade in Tennessee, in Nashville. Wow. It was an arcade that was specifically only had, like, Japanese import games.
Sweet.
So it had a game called Para Para Paradise, which is where it was like a para para is a type of dance in there where you wave your hands through a series of five infrared beams, and that's how you hit the arrows.
Whoa.
And there was also, of course, like the not DDR but Pump It Up, and there was a game where they had three things to step on and things to wave your hands through.
Yeah.
There was also Keyboard Maniac, Guitar Hero, Guitar Maniac, like something before Guitar Hero happened. There was another guitar simulation.
There was a DJ one too, right?
Yeah, and there's DJ one, and there's a drum simulation.
And there's also play trumpet great.
Yes, there was but they had like boxing fake games, all interactive Japanese games.
Yeah.
So I went there and they had a big dance tournament, and I had a DDR shirt a while ago. It just had the four empty arrows. That's all it had on it. That's pretty cool.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, many times that I see girls that I thought I was in love with because they also play DDR, and I was good, so they're impressed by me. So.
Nice.
But they were in Nashville, so you know I could never pursue a relationship with them. It was an hour away, and I couldn't drive a car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Makula, back to the subject at misconnections. Okay. You are a big proponent of this.
Yeah, you check them. I check more them often than us.
Well, because
do you check them daily?
I usually get bored at work, so and it sounds like an excuse.
Do you check them daily?
Does everyone know what misconnections are? Or is that just a
probably not all the listeners.
Are we referring to Craigslist ones, right?
Yeah,
Craigslist ones, which are hilarious to read.
Yeah, my roommate does it as a hobby.
It's part of the personal section. You go, and if let's say you met eyes with someone at a club,
or the L is what it
or
usually
the L,
is.
But you never actually addressed them, spoke to them. It takes away the awkwardness of the first human contact you have with somebody. So you just put a little misconnection. Hey, I saw you on the L. I thought you were cute. You know,
535 going to 95th.
Yeah, it's you know I feel like it's another one of those things that's just taking away from like the human interaction.
What if you're never going to see them again?
But you have to be banking on the fact that she's also reading.
Hopefully she is.
No, do you put your
LP,
number?
LP, do you hate Destiny?
Just have some balls
actually,
and say hi.
Yeah.
I know someone who has had a misconnection. And like, they were the person referred to in the misconnection.
I've known
a bunch of people.
Yeah, because, well, like I say, my roommate reads them as a hobby. And our friend, you guys may know her, Katie, works at a restaurant. And it's like, oh, I saw you at this restaurant. You're my waitress. Like, your name's Katie. And, like, it was super detailed. And we're just like, is on Belmont. It's like, yep, that's her. Like,
a werewolf? What kind of monster was he?
Did she contact him at all?
No. Wow. She's in a relationship.
I feel like it might, maybe it happens more to women. Like I, because I would read them, and it's always just desperate dudes.
Yeah.
Actually, love you.
A lot of the people I work with, I think I'm one of the few people at Orbit Room who doesn't have a misconnection.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm serious. There's this one guy, total rock star I used to work with. His name's Johnny Vegas. And he got like 12.
Cyberns?
Awesome no, like name. Really long blonde hair. He looked like the dude from Puddle of Mud. And he had like 3 misconnections on his first day.
Wow.
Dude, yeah, it was nuts. This guy was like chiseled by the gods himself.
And was like Johnny Vegas. I mean,
yeah. I don't think that wasn't his real name, but.
But it is now.
He's in a band called
Puddle of Mud.
Last Vegas. I think they were called Last Vegas.
Wow.
Wait, really?
That? Yeah.
That's not. I've heard a band.
Yeah, yeah, that's they're kind of famous.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's why you got all the misconnections then.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. He's famous. It doesn't count.
Yeah, but he was like serving you with me.
I saw you in a band. You were famous.
But it was like you were my server at the Orbit Room. Like you got my food order wrong, but you're cute. Call me.
Wow. I saw you at the Springsteen show. You were wearing a tight white T-shirt and real tight ass denim pants with a flag in the back pocket.
Your name was Bruce. I love you.
Call me.
Hey, you're the drummer in Smash Mouth. date me. I was at your concert.
You know, the one at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, Jason, I could have been doing this to Joseph Gordon-Levitt for like months.
You know, I bet you he frequents the Chicago Craigslist misconnections, too.
Yeah, I don't know, Warren, if that
You
really...
actually have to have a connection with him.
Yeah.
You couldn't have been doing this for months.
You also actually met him and talked to him.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't
that
a miss.
That was
an actual connection.
Yeah.
There's no connection section.
You even asked him out for pizza.
Actual connection.
This is true.
That was a connection.
Amazing. Yeah,
okay,
there's
now,
no...
Like,
go ahead, Cloud.
Well, I was just say, if this happened when you guys were like, you're on the L, and you, and the person next to you, you talk to them, and you're just like,
yep.
Oh my god, it's my soulmate. And then they get up, would you ever write a misconnection?
Magula.
Yeah.
That's well, how
big,
many
yes.
misconnections have you written?
I've actually only, well, one of them was because
what?
You guys made me write one.
Well, you were the one that brought
well,
it
you
up.
Would, you probably would
you,
stop talking about
yeah,
it
that's
as
what it
you
was.
All want to do.
Yeah.
What was that girl?
Amber B. That's
just tell right. the story, because this is confusing for our listeners.
All right. So before one of our, the weekend before one of our rehearsals for Active Areas, I was at a bar, and this girl just comes up and starts talking to me. And this is during a point in my life when I was really shy and didn't know how to talk to girls.
This is not what? That long ago.
This was like a month ago.
Yeah, you make it seem like this is... Yeah,
years ago.
I mean,
no, this was like a month and a half ago.
This
I
is
guarantee.
Back when Makula wasn't good with women, dude.
Yeah. Oh god.
Oh, he's so much better.
Rocking stud muffin.
Oh, the good old days.
So this girl starts talking to me, and I was like, oh. And I was like, hi, what's up?
She's
like,
oh.
I'm sweating.
He can't even imagine talking to
her.
Oh,
like,
I need
vomits.
A blanket. I'm cold. So I was like, hi, what are you doing? She's like, I'm talking to you. And I'm like, oh, great. That's awesome. And then she this guy comes up and just starts making out with her, like a foot away from my head. I was like, she has a boyfriend. Damn it.
Or a makeout friend.
That's right. That's what I was wondering. So then they walk off and I just go continue drinking beer and eating popcorn.
I remember this story.
Yep, now you do. And as the bar is like closing up and she's leaving, everyone's leaving, and then she just kind of hits me on the arm and then kisses me on the cheek and says, find me.
What?
And then walks out of the bar.
What a dick.
That's right. I do remember that.
So
the only reason we told
like,
you to do it is because you said you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because
so
you
funny.
Wouldn't shut up about that story.
I wouldn't because I was. She was the perfect
was
girl.
The
it's very dramatic.
The trend of every time I'd see Nick Makula, he'd be like, well... I'm in love.
There is truth time.
Oh,
I'm talk.
And it's like, oh, that Amber chick? No, this new girl.
There is absolutely
sexy.
There is absolutely no way you were not in love.
I don't know.
You
I
wanted
wanted to
find
fuck out.
Her. That was it.
Yes.
She
was
probably,
so mean, though.
She didn't really love you.
She said,
she might have. I mean,
she
might
have.
Out with
it's like saying
to
me.
Nick, I feel
didn't
like
you kiss
she,
her or something?
No, it's not like serendipity.
In
if
the
she
movie,
felt,
she's like, you know,
she's
if
breaking out
book,
with some
then
dude.
It's meant to be, but if not, it's not, and she leaves. Same thing, like if you find
she's like
her
serendipity.
I figured it. I,
be, wait, Lauren, what's that scene in Serendipity where she makes out with the guy a foot from the actual
yeah,
guy?
I figure
John
if it,
Cusack.
I figure if it's meant, if it was meant to be, she wouldn't have, like, feet away from Mikula, lost one of her tonsils in some other dude's mouth for a while.
That is really strange.
Left and been like,
fine.
But Mikula, what if it was like this boyfriend of hers that she was like, eh, I'm going to break up with him soon. Going back to the breakup podcast, where girls take a longer time to break up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, maybe she's just evil.
Yeah. Well,
I think she wanted you to post a misconnection.
I
think that was her goal.
So at the end of the story, he did.
I did. So I came back to our studio. And I.
Studio?
Octavarius Studio.
Octavarius Studio. Yeah, the living room.
I'll change
and
the name to that.
And I asked Mark for his laptop because I was like, I'm going to do a misconnection. So I wrote it, and I haven't heard back.
It's all right, man.
2 months ago.
It's just like that movie Serendipity where John Cusack like doesn't get the girl. Well, I don't
have you guys ever have you ever gone on Craigslist to see if one specific person posted a misconnection for you?
Not a chance.
I
yeah.
read it in the vain attempt that it might be about me and
yeah.
boost my ego.
But you've never been like that girl on the bus is totally
no. I've
right
never been like. What are the odds that yeah. that is be happening?
I don't know. I mean, we have pretty big egos here.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, everybody
shy,
here has pretty big egos, but I have to say,
not me. I have the least big.
I'm such a but I Lisa, I can almost guarantee you someone's posted
there's a
about
misconnection.
You. Oh, you know it. And you know what's sad is like I have a pretty big ego, and I've never looked. To see if anybody posted
Ryan,
anything about
this. That's so sad.
I feel
Ryan,
like I should.
You should look like after you get off work, like at, like you know, then you because everyone.
It seems like servers clean up.
Service
oh,
clean up.
Oh yeah,
it's so
it,
many people see
it's
them.
It's sick.
I talk on the phone at work.
Like
it's sick.
It's so easy because they all like. It like I feel like bartenders are like number one, and then like servers are number two. Like I feel like
fireman,
a bartender can
three.
Get. Do you think so, LP, or what? Because you work in a bar.
Yeah.
I feel like bartenders would get more chicks than a server would.
Well, I think it's
except lady
bartenders for sure. I don't think servers are that high, because like I know personally when I have like a pretty girl at my table and I'm serving, the last thing any customer wants is to be hit on by their server.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like it's
yeah.
just I think that's
it.
Such
but
bad
you,
etiquette.
But you don't even have to hit on girls. Like girls just, you know, don't
yeah.
they? Yeah, cuz well, you're
but
a charming
not, but that's what I'm saying.
You're
I'm
a charming good-looking fella. I'm sure you had a couple of phone numbers
well,
left for you.
Well, I'm not saying that. I just don't encourage it. And I don't expect anything.
Well, I don't
like that.
Encourage
about,
it. I haven't been single in a long time.
What if you work at Hooters? Isn't
yeah.
that like part of the rule?
Yeah.
Because
like
they
you
hit on you no
in.
Matter how ugly you are, dude. I get hit on all the time.
Yeah, but that's
there.
Girls. Like, girls do, it's like, serve a different
girls
way.
Are the devil, so.
Yeah,
they're
I think
evil.
Girls,
they are
the girls you can use feminine wiles to get better tips, whereas if I, like, flirt with a girl, I'm not going to get a better tip. I just have to be really good.
I get so many better tips by being all, like flirty and charming and stuff.
Yeah.
Charming is one thing, but there is a fine line with the flirting.
Well, yeah, it's I guess it's not
yeah.
flirty.
Yeah.
I don't know how to
yeah,
define it.
Like, if you feel like a guy, like
what if you
yeah.
have
yeah.
like, when you're leaving your tip, you just put your number in the booklet.
I've done that before.
I mean, I feel like
I think if I opened that up, I'd be so weirded out.
I've gotten that a bunch of times from
that.
That's actually how my best friend got married. No joke.
Lauren's got a story.
This is how my best friend got married.
Your best friend got married because some dude left his number.
Yes.
The server left the number.
No, no, no. My friend James.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh no. No, I yeah.
Other way around.
But you if Brian was the server and then
no.
left his number.
No,
to
you don't do that. You get them to do it
wait,
to you.
But what if
so,
you, if
Lauren,
someone did it to you, you're eating at a restaurant
about,
and someone does that to you.
Yeah, wait, so what happened? She called
this
them?
This is crazy.
So what happened was my best friend Jenny. I'm using her real name, whatever. Or maybe
she don't give a
Jenny.
Fuck. She's gonna be so embarrassed by this
Jenny,
heartwarming story.
Jenny is awesome.
She was working at a restaurant, and a guy that was in like one of her classes freshman year, who she like didn't even recognize, left his number, and then
after she served him.
Yeah, after she served him.
Was he alone, or did he have to specify like I was the blonde haired one?
He put Bobby. So what you know? She did was is she went on Facebook. Knew that he went to her school, the college that she went, and found him on Facebook. She started Facebook stalking him. She didn't call him, but she started Facebook stalking him, right?
That's
so
the way
she
love
saw...
is born.
Okay, I
those
can
like
see
two equally creepy acts.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Leaving your number and then Facebook stalking you.
Yeah. And then she found out where he was going to be, went to that bar, and struck up a conversation.
So,
did she play it off like it was an accident? Like, oh, hey, you're at this bar too.
Guaranteed.
And now he knows.
I'm very curious now how much, you know.
You call that destiny? Lauren? That's not destiny.
I don't know, but
sorry,
they're married
sorry.
Now.
Hey,
I'm just,
yeah, well, she judged him on his physical qualities and his basic information enough to fall in love.
I think she
may
have
glass
the
yeah.
freshman year.
Like,
didn't remember.
Hey, Bobby, you know what quote I love?
Yeah, what's that?
I love, the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated by Mark Twain.
But you really didn't think that scene was going to continue.
Fight Club is one of my favorite movies.
Really, mine too.
I'm from the same hometown. That holds true to a story. That's why that works.
They are happily married, okay?
Okay. We're not saying they're not happy. Oh. It's just based on a sham.
It's just
a good thing they're both interested
she
in music, hanging with friends.
Hang on a moment now. Right, how right. much... Then if that's so, then how much of love and relationships is really based on a sham like that,
oh,
then? Because how many times do people do something like post the misconnection or like ask around?
I would say 89%.
Or ask around?
89.
Like before Facebook, don't you... Before Facebook, don't you do like ask people? Be like, hey, what do you know about that Matt guy? You know,
Alexander's there's
you
a diner.
Talk yourself up. That's a lie. Like, yeah, I liked it too.
I mean, doesn't it always start with, hey, you think that person's attractive, and then you talk and find out that you like. Either just really are enticed by the way that they talk, or you have something
Lauren,
in common.
Lauren, did you say that the first step is always to ask somebody to verify that they are attractive?
No.
Is that what you just said?
No, she's
I find you attractive.
No.
So that verify. Is,
that book is serendipity. You're judging it by its cover.
I knew.
No, you have to be attracted. I'm a strong believer. If you're not attracted to the person, it's just
if
not.
They know me as shit. No way, Jose.
No.
That's
fuglies.
Shallow, Lauren.
No fuglies for Lauren.
No
fuglies.
No. I'm just saying, like, I could be attracted to a real dorky, what people might think ugly guy because plenty of my boyfriends have been there.
Oh! And Lauren takes the podcast.
The world.
She is as strong and independent.
You have to be attracted to that person, and you have to be attracted.
Physically,
it doesn't mean that they're like the hottest person or they're a 10. I'm just saying that you have to be attracted to them somehow. And I strongly believe that it has some part of that has to be looks. Partly it can be personality, it could be
small
common
part.
Interest.
Yeah, like,
no,
like
it could be
like
90% personality, but if you're like absolutely revolted by that person, like, yeah. I really don't like...
Tentacle growing out of their eyes.
Well, like Beauty and the Beast, care. It's like, would you really date a beast?
You know what this story is like? It's like Beauty and the Beast. You know, the popular Disney film. Lauren, have you ever heard this
Oh, God. So, Lauren, you're saying... Okay, so...
No.
This, Lauren, this is important. Please, follow me.
You ain't going nowhere.
Okay. So, scenario time.
Release the Minotaur.
So, you, Lauren, are living... You're living in your beautiful castle, right? And you...
Right next to Splash Mountain.
And on a dark, rainy night, you hear 5 raps on your giant front door.
Foom! Foom! Foom!
Foom,
foom.
And you open the door, and there's a poor old man there that you get to talking to him, and he's just the nicest guy, and he's really sweet. He's got a great personality.
He loves the movie Serendipity.
Serendipity's great.
But this guy is a fuggo.
He's an old fuggo.
He's an old fuggo.
He's a young fuggo.
Well, a young fuggo I can handle a bit more,
The old fuggo with a great personality and like the absolute sweetest, most romantic
remotely Jewish.
Hang on, quick time out. I just want to confirm that Lauren just was said like, I don't want an old guy like old balls. Did you guys miss that one?
I thought she said old balls.
Yeah, she's trying to hide behind me. She's afraid of the microphone right now.
So Lauren,
she's pretty far back there.
She's really far back.
The old fuggo man with the greatest personality in the world asks if he could seek shelter in your castle for the night.
I'd give him shelter.
Give him the couch.
What if, like...
But he wants to, like, hang
out. Say he wants to, like, sleep in the bed so he can have a nice sleep.
Yeah, don't be a
Why doesn't
load.
He stay... If I'm in a castle, I'll give him a freaking wing of the castle.
You don't have... No, you can't go in the West Wing.
Well played, Tim.
So you would... So
it's
you, so Lauren, you would let that old man stay out of the...
I have a counter-argument to Tins after Lauren talks.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
So you close Lauren the door on the old man?
I don't normally like older men. No,
so you would close the door, dooming yourself.
No, she said she'd give him shelter. She just wouldn't bang him.
I just don't think I'd bang him. I typically actually tend to like just guys my age, or actually in my past I've dated guys that like are a year younger or 2 years younger. So like
boys. That's her limit.
Boys.
Well, yeah, that's my limit. But
yeah, that's a thing. That it's not.
Dude,
a joke.
I can't do 2 years younger.
Ew.
What if they're like a really old, ugly man though?
Ew.
And they're 2 years younger.
He just looks like he's old as shit. He's actually like, I'm 22.
So you're describing Jack.
My counter to Tins is in Tins's example. At first, it seems like it's cornering Lauren pretty well until you think, you know, that's how date rape sort of would work. It's just he charms his way into her bedroom where he can then rape her.
The end is he was a handsome prince.
Okay, nah. Lauren.
And then I'll go, who raped me?
I think I'd answer like, five bangs at my door. I'd be like,
would you answer four?
Tins, four is her limit.
That's real. Wait, do you remember when I thought somebody was following me and called
yes!
me Tins?
You were freaking the fuck out about this.
I called Tins if I was worried.
Lauren thinks all men are out to get her. Just her.
Okay.
You would not believe how many men walk by Lauren each day and just look her and say, yeah, I want Lauren right now. And you are all gonna die.
Okay.
And Lauren. I believe that Lauren is afraid that if she gives too much attention to one of those fellows, it will throw the world off balance and World War III will erupt.
That's true, that happens.
Every man is out to get her.
Yeah.
She's just so helpless.
Okay, Lauren.
You know what? She's so helpless.
Lauren, if there was like...
She was always the princess who was captured.
I was going to say...
So that's what she wants.
I was also going to say, God damn it, Lauren, you have made us reference Disney movies at least two podcasts
I feel like puppets on a string right now. I feel like we're all marionettes, and this is the Lauren and Lisa Robin show.
High five, Lisa!
Shit, son.
Okay, wait, okay, Lauren. So what if... Same situation... But there's like a 5% chance that old fugly guy is going to turn into a super rich, gorgeous
fucking
prince.
Gorgeous.
What are the 5% chances?
5%? Yeah, that's right. He threw down a quarter and won that money dog.
Yeah. I'm going to call the police. If an old man came at my door...
Shit, old like, man, what you doing here?
No, because... Cloud, you don't understand. You don't have a phone. All you have is a candelabra and a clock and a teapot.
And there's like a 5% chance he's going to be super rich and hot.
I don't know that.
You do. It's in the news.
You found out, yeah.
At the same time, you also don't know if that frog over there is a prince.
That's true.
There's a lot of things. Reality, everything is secretly a prince. At least it's got like a 40%.
There is a
chance.
Lot of royal families.
40%?
Yeah, dude.
I think that's a lot greater than real. Like,
yeah, you don't mean...
Disney is a lot greater than real.
No, I mean, better. I feel like Disney level is like 25% chance that frog is a prince.
Okay, a prince, but
I would say it's
100%. It's a 40% chance it's a captured soul.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. 40% chance that any object you're surrounded by in the Disney
used to be
a
wait,
child
or
a...
Wait. So,
yeah,
40% chance?
That it used to be like a child or a
okay.
servant.
Or it was like a servant
so,
that
so,
you know,
like,
kept time.
So like if I round up 100 frogs in the Disney world, 40 of them are people?
Dude, yeah. How many cursed frogs have you ever heard about?
Dude. Seriously. It doesn't have to necessarily be a captured soul. It could just be like a boy and his wizard friend that are moonlighting as finches or something.
Or just like that raccoon who's way too alive to not be a human. That raccoon is holding sentences with this princess. Like, no, that's a person. Because there's
magic.
Other raccoons that aren't talking.
It's a lot
okay,
of magic to
enough.
Go wrong.
Yeah, I guess I can. Well, because but Lumiere and Cogsworth and Mrs. Potts were not. Well,
they were trapped.
Were they people first?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, there's a really good likelihood.
Yep.
Hey, Keith, you remember our scenario called Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
Beauty I forgot about Beauty and the Beast.
Is way better than Beauty and the Beast.
You should sing the song.
A tale as old as time with a bunch of bees. Beauty and the Beast.
That was it, if I recall.
Yeah, well...
No. The scenario in Beauty and the Bees
I know, but that was the
a
only
swarm,
part.
A swarm of bees. Am
I
getting
right.
this right?
Yeah.
A swarm of bees goes down the castle steps to answer the door, and a poor old beggar woman asks to stay the night. The swarm of bees refuses, and that swarm is forever cursed to look like a human.
Not a human beast. It would be beast.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So
it was
the
still
prince,
a monster.
It was a beauty. It was a woman... But it's Beauty and the Beast, but except essentially at the end when he kisses the beast, he turns into a swarm of bees.
Yes, bonus, all of the furniture used to be ants.
That's right.
So she kisses Beast in the middle of his castle, and all of a sudden she's surrounded by millions of ants and bees.
This is not a horror film. Yeah.
So
it's the best alternate ending ever. Someone should animate that.
Oh, no.
Certain as the sun rising in the east,
Beauty and the Bees.
I'm noticing a lot of bee-themed humor in our jingles and songs.
Well, bees are fucking
sexy
funny.
Bumblebee.
Sexy bumblebee.
Yeah, has anybody else out there in podcast land noticed that? Or are bees just funny, like, to the 9 or 10
Bee hour?
Bee hour.
I happen to think bees are a very funny thing.
We've never
thing.
Talked about bee hour on
well, we
podcast.
Should probably fill
I mentioned it, I think, like, two podcasts.
But I think
but
we
I never
explained
it. Yet,
it
another
why
one.
Why don't we just... Why don't you fill them in?
All right. Well,
bees
are really dumb.
What a... I want you to say precisely 9 sentences through this exchange.
Got it.
All right, so
there it is.
Bee hour is...
way to go, buddy.
Bee hour is a time of the month for that 1 hour, all bees become the size of a football.
That's really,
it's like
really
this,
big.
Like this different dimension where that happens every month, bees turn huge for 1 hour.
Are you scared at all by this, LP?
I'm terrified if bee hour was real. I'd
continue with the story.
So you would have
use
to go
more
through
naturally,
the...
Nick.
Yeah, this is
be
really
natural.
Forced, Nick. Come on, you're a better actor than this.
Okay.
So every month you'd have to wonder
over?
If bee hour passed.
And now we're at 7 now.
Wait, no. Macula, what, how do you know? Do you not know how to play this game?
That's what bee hour is.
Oh, okay.
Who invented that?
Yeah,
it was one that you got the inflatable bee, right?
Yeah, it must have been between me and whoever else was in the
bee.
Apartment that day.
Oh, God.
Not me.
Hmm.
I think I got told about it.
I don't think anyone's going to have a missed connection with us after hearing all this shit.
Oh my gosh, can we try and get Octavarius to get a missed connection?
We yes, just write one
that
for
would be
Octavarius.
Amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
It'd be
no, like
so
none
funny.
Of us can write it, just like a random person listening to the podcast. Like
about
write,
the whole group?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
like,
or about
Octavarius,
the
beast. I heard your podcast.
Or about
it was so sexy.
The creature
anybody who
Octavarius.
Wants to write a missed connection, we will look up.
Do you guys want
to
see how. Okay, this is. Okay, we're really being honest, listeners. This is a contest. Figure out how many people have you actually listened to any of this. Please,
both
please
of you.
Take some time this week to write a missed connection with the word Octavarius. I'm serious. Please actually do this. So just if we do have any listeners whatsoever, to prove you're out there. Prove it to us.
So this will come out before our Miss Connection show. Right?
Yes. I hope this is a rude awakening for us as people.
You know what? Bonus, if you guys listening out there in podcast land write Miss Connections with the word Octavarius in them, during our Miss Connection show, we'll read them out loud during the performance.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, and then you can
it's
tell
crazy.
Us who you are.
We do make empty promises, though. Like, specifically.
I think that could actually
no,
did anyone write? Anyone write to Cleverbot this week?
Not to my knowledge, Mark.
I didn't.
I hope we get like random people from Oregon just be like Octavarius.
It's gonna be really. It's gonna be really sad when like.
It's gonna be sad when there's
it's
nobody.
Like,
it's
our
Craigslist.
Mom.
Yeah.
It's our. It's
oh,
our.
God, don't say that.
But you can't be fugly.
Do it.
Yeah, maybe we're fugly.
No
fugly. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe our podcast is fugly.
We're sorry for you having to look at a fugly
yeah, I'll listen
podcast.
To it.
Sorry,
yeah.
Lauren won't date you then.
I can be friends, sort of.
I'll give you a chance.
Yeah. And then call the police.
Then you're a hobo, I'll call the police.
No hobos for Lisa.
No hobos allowed.
Take that, hobos. Sorry.
Oh,
that's a rule.
Hobos.
So, have you guys ever just walked up to a girl? And just started like a conversation just
yeah.
out of nowhere.
I have definitely done that. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do.
It.
I play a game now. I do that. Just to every human I meet, I have to stand with
uh-huh.
in like elevators. I talk to everybody.
Okay.
It's a game. It's called Escalations. It's how far can you get in a conversation with strangers. If you think you can get a hug, you win.
How long have you been playing this for?
A couple weeks.
Do you? Is this a game you play in groups or?
You can play it by yourself. it can be a solo game. It's really funny and hard to play when you have someone else with you because it's hard for them not to break character like break
yeah.
Knowing what how ridiculous.
Oh, that's true. Right?
Brian,
it's a game like.
Good at that,
have you ever
right?
gotten a hug?
Oh, I'm great.
No, I haven't started trying to get hugs yet. Right now, I'm going for handshakes.
Handshakes
still,
are pretty easy. Though.
You can get a handshake.
Start
really.
Small.
Yeah, but,
execute
but,
well. Like,
but
yeah.
like in a 3-floor elevator journey though.
Like oh yeah, like 1 floor in a hotel elevator.
I'm pretty sure I could get
1 floor.
Yeah, dude.
I can get a handshake,
dude. How
like,
fast? Is the
very fast.
Like 18 seconds with a guy, and you've got a handshake already.
Yeah, handshake comes with the introduction. With me, anyway. If I say, "Hey, my name's Matt," I always put my hand out.
Okay.
First thing
see,
I get.
We have you can't just use like "Hey." You have to use like a weird beginning to a sentence.
Like what?
Like,
sure,
like,
it's not in this elevator.
Like it's like.
Nah, man. That's
gosh,
not a
just
handshake.
I just feel so bad for those miners overseas
oh,
who got trapped.
My goodness.
Matt.
Started.
Like you try, you give each other tasks.
That's
like,
a really that's
I had
really
to say tequila
game.
5 times to one girl in conversation.
Tequila oh 5 God. Times,
specifically using the word tequila.
How
too
did
much.
You do that? Did
I
you
just,
talk about Tila tequila?
Well, I had to start out by like, "Hey, it's Thursday, woohoo, Thursday, right?" It's like, "Yeah, like Thursday's a big party day." Just talking nonsense to this person. And they're like, "Yeah, it's a big party. Like, maybe go have some tequila."
No. So the game is how hard can I creep on people before they leave uncomfortable.
You'll never see them again, so why not?
But if you can get them to laugh and enjoy you, or just like actually have feel like, because you'll be surprised how many people are like aching to give you a real conversation who work in like retail or like at a gas station. How many people actually want to talk? Because they have no one to talk to. They just have the briefest exchanges.
Oh, like we did with Benny's.
Yeah, you talk to people. They enjoy the conversation.
Oh, I love that.
The point is to get rewarding conversation.
Keith and I had some lady at Benny's tell us her entire first semester of college's course load.
And what you try to do is try to get a hug out of just getting that.
Yeah, we didn't get
just
a hug,
talking but... that far, and then you try to go for a hug. Oh, so you offer a hug, like the game when we start playing, the game ends in you offer a hug at the every at the end of every thing. That's like, it's like 100 points.
Tins's face just right like, now, just horrified.
This is terrible social interaction, Key.
Dude, there's strangers in other states. I don't care.
Supposing you actually got a hug out of somebody, they'd have to go tell someone immediately.
Yeah.
Or and like, then, like, supposing that, like, maybe one out of 100 people hugged you. But then, as soon as they got that hug, they might turn into a swarm of bees.
True.
Right.
As but long as my elevator doesn't shatter into ants and I plummet to my death.
But it's like, this person has to go back to, say, her husband, and the husband says, "Hey, how'd your day?" No, it's just, "How'd your day go?" And the wife's like, "Good. Some guy in a swamp fox t-shirt hugged me after 3.5 minutes of conversation."
Is that what that shirt is that you're wearing?
Yeah, it's the Waystock. Like it's some school with a fox. It's in like Wayward or something down in Georgia.
It's a shirt he's wearing right now. That's classic. Yeah. Stupid.
Keith, if I didn't know you and you started a fun elevator convo with me and we're like, hug before one of us left, I would totally hug you.
Cloud, didn't you start a stranger conversation with a mafia member?
Yeah, with Placio on move-in day at Watterson.
From the improv mafia, our college trip.
Yeah.
No, not the actual mom.
Yeah. I feel like we did another podcast briefly.
We did.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I was like, hey, what's up? And then I was like...
You just saw this boy and said, hey, what's up, in the elevator?
Yeah, I do it less often now, but I used to strike up random conversations so often. It was, like, it was so fun. That's the thing I did.
Did you ever get hugs?
I don't recall any hugs immediately.
Did anybody just shatter into bees anyway?
I wish.
I like the term shatter into bees.
Shatter.
I think that's what
it's good imagery.
Well, yeah, it was funny. I was like, what's your major? Theater. Oh, you improv? Yeah. You should try out. And now he's our friend.
Yay.
Yeah. Good, huh?
Hey,
we used to do it for nefarious means. I remember when Nick and I were freshmen, we would start conversations and then just make them get really weird on somebody.
Yeah.
Or we'd talk, like, really loudly near them.
Isn't that story you told
Ryan
about...
also did this.
Didn't you tell that story about getting the girl out of that room? Or not to not sleep.
Oh, no,
yeah.
No.
But you just started getting naked,
no.
Right?
No, the best one, though, was we got in an elevator with Brian, and Nick was complaining, as occasionally happens, about how women were not jumping on him yet.
Aww.
And so we get in the elevator.
What was that?
He eloquently stated.
This elevator just packed with cute college girls, and we're still talking about it very loudly.
It was
and
packed.
Brian, and we're like, and Brian just looks, he's like, Nick, I'm sure any of the girls in this elevator would totally do you. Like that one right there, I'm sure she'd do you.
2 feet in front of me.
And the girl next to that girl turned around and was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you? What are you pointing at me? I can't believe you said that. And Brian just looks at her and he's like, Megan, it's okay. They know we're kidding. It's totally cool. And she was like, I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know this guy. And that door's open and she just shoved her way out way before the
lobby.
Speaking
of names,
that was horrible.
Yeah, Mikula is part of the reason you can't get women is because you don't understand the difference between... humorous flirtation and sexual harassment.
No, I mean, I did not caw back then. Caw, are you referring to caw? Are you?
No, I'm referring to the the fact that
Wait,
you guys basically said McCool can fuck any dame in this elevator. How about you, sugar? If Mark wasn't there,
Tins. Tins, I think what you're missing is Nick didn't say that.
Yeah, Brian.
It was me.
Oh, it was you that said it.
It was me.
How do you feel now, Tins?
And we were just talking amongst ourselves loudly. They happened to uncomfortably overhear.
Mikula, how into this game were you, though?
I was scared.
Mikula,
what?
How many cacaws did you yell out to get them to stop?
Well, no, I was like a cacawing back then. I let the game happen.
This was a different time.
Yeah.
This was a different...
Well, let's talk about cacawing now, because right now, Mikula cacaws.
Nick now will say to girls, cacaw.
Like a bird.
Like a bird. But it's not the way I've interpreted this, and I don't know if you've defined this enough to you.
Just talking,
but
just talking.
When
just
you say noises, when you say caca, it seems to me like it's your way of saying schwing.
No, this is what
it seems like schwing.
This is what caca is.
Have any of you ever seen
the Wayne's World joke?
Hang on, Castelvi and LP, you live with Makula. Yeah. What is
I guessed at this, and I think I'm pretty sure you said I was right. But caca, what he does is he's talking to a woman, and once it starts to go south, which it is wont to do, he needs to get out of there. So what does he do? He makes a loud bird noise and then leaves so that the woman is just confused and startled and will forget all about the conversation
like
that he just had.
That's just what I would do if I was 17.
It's like think of it as the Men in Black, like, memory race. It's more like a flash bomb. It's
yeah,
like,
I was going to say flash bomb.
And then you're gone, and it's like, oh, like, you just left.
Did somebody just fucking get caught at me? Ugh. Well, whatever.
What just happened?
But he's got. Is that right? Is that what you did, like?
Well, none of you guys have ever seen me caca
in action.
In action.
Yeah, I have.
Oh,
when me and Bogue went out street teaming.
Oh, I walked into a tree. I remember that.
Yeah. He just cacas at women, and it's not so much a swing. It's a profession of love.
It is. It's hello.
It's like her. It's like his mating call. Basically.
Like a bird.
It is a mating call, and a mating dance that goes with that, and it usually works.
He does. That's what it is. It's just a mating.
So Nick, how does it go when you caca really though? Like we've apparently never seen.
What it is
it's sad and it's lustful and it's yearning. Like you see a girl he can't have and he goes, caca.
It's definitely that same direction, only more upbeat. So it's kind of like, caca.
Like just a tender goodbye.
Caca.
Goodbye.
And they girls will turn around and not even lately, within the last 3 weeks, they've caca'd back.
No way.
No.
Yes. They actually caca'd back to you?
Yeah.
Was no joke.
Caca.
No, it's like caca. Like she nodded, like she knew what was
That's
going
awesome.
On. Yeah,
that is so awesome.
I think
language.
Maybe Makula has done that to every girl in Chicago, and they feel now like they know that from somewhere.
That
like,
is
caca.
I've heard
is
stories about
it's nonsense.
Guys saying caca.
This is fucking ridiculous.
You make women speak nonsense. Bird sounds.
Yes.
He believed in it so long and so hard. That it began to come true. And in the Disney movie, everything was alive.
Caca!
And then the whole world burst into bees.
Shattered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, man.
God.
Have any of you guys ever, had a misconnection, actual one, or, you know, like, someone you actually met that you think about and you're like, oh, if only I would have... You
talk
know,
to that.
Said something.
One time.
Oh, Mark.
One time for Mark?
You're full of shit, Mark.
Oh, God, I hope this is one of Mark's tales of sorrow.
No, it's just a
Mark's.
I hope there's a love at first sight joke in there somewhere. Mark's blind. Go ahead.
I was on a metro train. This is a long time ago. And I am, maybe worse than Nick at talking to strange unknown women, and there was just, and I was like getting ready to, it was like almost the last stop, or I think I was getting out at like Clybourne, and the train, like some guy jumped in front of it, or it like hit somebody.
Oh,
and
my
so the,
god,
it just stopped.
This is a tale of sorrow.
This is so
really
terrible.
I was wondering why you were in your serious voice, Mark.
This is terrible.
Jeez. Gosh,
and
you
so,
should put on some like clown music or something. Just make it less
get on it, Tins.
Spooky.
Go
on, Mark.
Continue your tale.
So I'm on this train and it's like 2 hours. And this has happened to me like 2 or 3 times in my life. I don't know what I've done. Like once recently, I just had to wait. So like I'm like waiting, like we're maybe like 2 minutes from the station. But nobody can leave the train in case someone did actually die. They need everybody on the train, apparently, as witnesses. And it was, like, pretty late.
Were you on your way to work or some shit?
No, I was on my way home from, visiting my parents or something. So I just wanted to get home. It was already dark. And I'm just, like, stuck.
Were you sitting?
Well, I started sitting on the, like, disgusting ground of the train car with the doors.
Oh, that sucks.
And there was just this, like, smoking hot girl who had, like sweet leggings and like a nice skirt, and it was really awesome, and she was very attractive, and as the time went by, everyone just got more and more flustered with having to be there, and there was a bunch of people who had, like, you know, appointments and stuff.
Because
was, like,
of
a
the dead guy.
They end up finding they didn't find a body. So what? They don't know if he... It was dark, so it was like, they don't know if he maybe got hit and, like, flew off into the woods, or it was just some dude jumped in front of the train.
I need better sorrow music than this. you guys will find out.
And so we eventually they just let everyone off the train.
Right there?
And eventually, they like pull it up basically to the station, just let everybody off. And I walk out and I like sit down on a bench for a second to like collect my stuff. And this girl just sits down on the bench right next to me and was like, it's just crazy like how this stuff happens sometimes. I mean, like, what a terrible thing for someone to do, but at the same time, like, it inconveniences so many other people, and it was just this like really heartfelt monologue, and I was like, and I was like looking at this girl, and I was like, oh my god, this might be love. And then my phone rang, and it was my roommate Josh, who was like, I'm here to get you, so just come down.
Cock block. Cock block.
Yeah! It was just this crazy, sincere moment between, like, me and this person who would never have spoken to me otherwise, except we shared that experience of possibly being an accessory to murder.
Could have had grief sex.
Wedding crash.
I don't want to die.
Holding each other, just weeping. You make dirty love.
Wait, that's for grief?
Oh, my God.
So did you say goodbye? Like, were you like, sorry, I have to go? Or
yeah, and it was worse because she said this like whole heartfelt thing, and then I didn't have time to say anything. So I was like, yeah, no, I totally know what you mean. I gotta go. See you later.
This has been Mark's Tales of Sorrow.
What a sad fucking story. God, right?
Every part
down.
Of it was sad. Right to where he was sitting.
It was written by Edgar Allan Poe.
That's all right.
It's the saddest story.
I can't wait to find out what music.
Don't worry, I livened it up a little bit by accidentally having three songs. I just shuffled some classical music to see what popped up, and the first three were not appropriate.
Nice. Oh, good.
All right. Well, we made that choice. That was fun.
Anyone else miss connections? Maybe like something funny?
I don't think that you be drunk for a misconnection. Like, no, you can be.
Yeah, what's wrong with being drunk for a misconnection? Isn't it?
That's how I think most of them happen.
But everybody just thinks they're more connected when they're drunk. Yeah. They're drunk.
Mm. I'm sure that's how a large portion of them end up getting posted.
I mean, relationships get started when people are drunk.
That's a fact.
Many times.
Always.
I just feel like it's less romantic and dramatic. We're wasted at this bar.
I say it'd be pretty dramatic.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it not being romantic and dramatic? Isn't a lot of life just not that romantic and dramatic? It's like happy accidents.
Sometimes.
I guess.
Me too.
That's a great
like
movie.
A bunch of happy accidents. I don't know.
Starring Vincent D'Onofrio.
What did you say? Him?
Starring Vincent D'Onofrio. Love that movie.
It's a great movie.
He's time traveling.
Yeah.
What?
The movie Happy Accident.
That's a thing?
It's a movie.
Starring Vincent D'Onofrio. And
who is a time traveler?
Wait, who's in this movie?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
And Marissa Tomei, I think.
He's a time traveler.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It's a romantic comedy.
I love
comedy.
That Lauren just...
I just didn't believe that Marissa Tomei...
Bro, I just couldn't believe she was in a movie. Marissa Tomei, I couldn't believe it.
She won the Oscar for My Cousin Vinny, and now I can't do anything.
What was the girl in Serendipity? What's her name?
Oh, God.
Who cares?
Let it alone.
That was ages ago. We have flown beyond the moon and back, and you're still...
Why to see if it was the same girl?
No, it was Kate Blanchett.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's probably the same. Girl. They're all the same.
They're all the same.
That's a good point. All women in romantic comedies are basically the same.
Yeah, they all look
same character.
Except Bridget Jones' Diary. Bridget Jones.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Duh.
Duh. Everyone knows that except.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I never really, I can't remember if I've ever really had a missed connection because when I.
Well,
I feel like
dudes would have it like McCoolican, of course, verify. He falls in love every 15 seconds.
I mean, yeah. I did have girls that I liked, but God, whenever I did, I just acted on it.
Yeah.
Like, I never...
Well, what was it? LP?
Yeah. If you had any doubt, this is Makula clapping.
I don't know. Like, it didn't... You know, maybe when I was really... When I was, like, a little kid, I didn't. But, like, ever since I was, you know, probably 14, maybe even younger, if there was a girl I liked, I went for it.
Yeah.
I was all about talking to that girl or asking that girl out. Like, I didn't make any bones about it.
You were telling me about that short-haired girl you saw on the street at one time.
Yeah, that was actually right around here. Yeah. I was on my way here, and I was pumping gas, and there was, like, a girl with a shaved head. And I thought that was, like, wouldn't it be cool to be that dude who's dating the girl with the shaved head? Like, that'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah, and that's not a thought I have every day.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's what you said. When he was telling the story with me.
And then, you know, I went and I just was like, oh, fuck it. I mean, I might as well start somewhere. So I just went and talked to her for like a little while and we had like a little chat while she was pumping her gas. And then I asked for a number and she's like, yeah, good try, but no. I was like,
what?
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. You know what? But I had that happen to me many times. Not necessarily with girls with shaved heads at gas stations.
But Brian, you said yourself that you used to go for those indie punk chicks.
I did.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility for you.
No, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I was just saying that specific instance. I don't think I ever had a gas station encounter. But I had many different there was very little that ever got in my way of talking to a girl.
You're a man of action, Brian.
Always. You remember when we were freshmen, Nick, when we would sit in the food court. If I saw a girl that I liked, I got up and talked to her.
You talked to her.
And, of course, Makula, being the strong-willed gentleman he was, what did you do, Makula?
I sat there and ate my chicken sandwich. And I took notes.
And it really didn't take... I was very forward. I would say, hi, how you doing? I just wanted to let you know, my name's Brian. I'm in this improv show. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm in this improv show, and it's on, you know, tonight at 8 o'clock. I'd really love it if you would come. I'm really funny. I'd love to hang out with you sometime.
You definitely said
that. And then they would say, are you serious? I'd be like, yeah, we're real good. You know, you should come. And I would love to hang out with you. Fairly often. Baseball terms, I would be batting about 3,500 to 400.
Oh, okay. Baseball terms.
That's
a good thing.
That's a lot of...
Or not 35. Sorry. 350. Sorry.
So that's so many baseball points.
350. Sorry. 350 to... it would be 350 to 400. They'd come to the show and hang out.
That's a good average.
You know what average wouldn't be good? $10,000 or more. What? Of debt, that is.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Actually, I myself bought so many pot chips that I am in $10,000 worth of debt.
Holy you bought so shit. Many what?
Pop chips.
What are those?
Those are snack snacks. Yeah, what are that? Those are snacks that they're like chips, but they're not baked. They're not fried. They're popped with heat and pressure, like popcorn, sort of. But they're potatoes.
That sounds pretty good, I guess.
Well, yeah, and you can get them in a variety of flavors. And
like what?
Like sour cream and something else. Like barbecue, like cheddar cheese, like salt and pepper for some reason. Like salt and vinegar, which is like any other salt and vinegar chip. That's probably the most passable chips.
My mouth is watering right now. Should it be?
Well, yeah, because they're pretty dry. So you're going to need a lot of saliva to get through those things. They're pretty good, though. Pop chips. P-O-P-C-H-I-P-S. Pop chips. They're not the best.
Wait, did you call it bop chips?
No, pop chips.
Pop chips.
Okay.
Pop. P-O-P-C-H-I-P-S.
Pop chips are not the best.
Bum, bum.
Seriously, if you were in $10,000 or more of credit card debt,
for a second?
You would have to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
I can't believe we bother with this anymore.
What's the number for?
You interrupted my goddamn story with the thing, so I'm ready for it. All right. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. will guarantee to negotiate down your legal.
For like 34 podcasts, we've been saying.
I've been saying not a guarantee under my breath.
Gustavi always gets it in there. You can hear it.
Oh goodness.
Let's just skip to the jingle, huh?
Yeah.
The jingle that people are singing around the globe.
866-963-2354 Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. Hooray for debt relief.
So if anyone out there has a sweet product or service they would like us to plug, just send that information to info@octavarius.com. And we'll figure out a pricing structure.
Also, be sure to send us any product that you specifically want us not to mention.
Did you guys start doing Pepsi Teabag commercials, or are you not?
I did once. Hey, Pepsi Teabag. It's good when it's available, which is not all that often.
Cool.
Well, I guess that about does it. You can find your missed connection at this Sunday's Octavarius show at the Comedy Sports Theater.
Thanks, everyone, for coming to our pirate show.
Yar! Yeah. It was great! It was a blast. Fun. Remember the palm tree scene?
Oh, my God.
Don't remind me.
Remember when pirates came down from the ceiling?
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, boy.
Check back every Monday for a fresh podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont.
Stupid Angry Birds.
You're playing it again, aren't you?
Yeah, this game is awesome.
Dude, you are never going to make any connections playing that thing.
Have 8 days in a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Brian,
musical.
I like the Gustavus Rex.
Dude, you even play that so much. Hey, you love
it. He's coming back for more. Didn't catch much of that.